Good morning. Today's daf is daf Nun Beis, page 52. We were on the middle of Nun Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara is in the middle of a big dispute between Abaye and Rava. The Torah says, "Ki yikach ish isho va'ala." If a man will marry a woman and then have relations with her, so based on that, we saw that there is an opinion that kiddushin, the first stage of marriage, can only take effect if these are marriage that could end up leading to bia. But a marriage where it's impossible to get to bia doesn't even take effect. So, for example, a man who's makadesh one of two sisters, but he didn't say which sister he was makadesh. He just said, "Here's a ring; it's for one of you." Then it's a suffix. Maybe he's married to this one, maybe he's married to that one. He'll never be able to have bia with either, because if he has bia with one, maybe it's not his wife, maybe it's the sister of his wife. So that doesn't take effect at all, according to Rava. Abaye says it does take effect. So let's start with here in the middle of Nun Aleph and Beis. Tashma, the last word on the line. We hear, come and hear the following proof. Yishiye shlo shtei kite banos mishtei nashit. A man who has two groups of daughters from two wives. And he says, "Kidashti es biti agdola. I was makadesh my older daughter." Any other day, I don't know. In gdola shebegdolos, did I mean, was it the older daughter of the older girls? In gdola shebegtanos, the older daughter of the younger girls? Because that could also be called older daughter. Im ktanos shebegdolos, maybe it meant the youngest of the older ones, which also gdolim and agdola shebegtanos, which is older than the older of the youngest ones. So kulan asuros, all of these girls are prohibited. Chutz miktanas shebiktanas, except for the youngest of the youngest ones. Divrei Rabbi Meir, let's see, Rabbi Meir, because it's a suffix. He said, an older girl. All of this can mean older girl. Now, one second. How can you have a situation where a man ends up creating a suffix kiddushin on three daughters? What do you mean? It's a kiddushin shein misurin lebia. No one's going to be able to have relations here because relations may be with the sister of the married wife. So it shouldn't take effect. Answer the Gemara, no. Ach b'mayaskin, and here what is the case. He was makadesh one, kishahukru, ulevasof nisarvu. Then they got confused, and he says, "I remember that the one I was makadesh was an older one. I just don't remember what I meant by older one." De kanami, that's also clear. De katani eini yode, I don't know. Lo katani eini yode, not that it was never known. Shmamin, okay, that's a good proof. Yachi Maila Mamra, so what's the Chiddush? Lafuk midi Rav Yossi, it's again, to show that Rav Yossi is wrong. Rav Yossi said he was sure it only meant the oldest of the oldest. Amar, because he said, Lo machas inish nafshi l'sveike. A man would never put himself into a situation of doubt. Kamashvon, lo machas inish nafshi l'sveike. People do sometimes create unclear, doubtful situations. Tashma, come in here. About this question of Kiddushin. Shein Mesurin Lebiya. We learned, Mishakidish Achas Mishte Achayos, a person who has Makadish, one of two sisters. Veni Odea is Okidish, and he doesn't know which one he was Makadish. So then, knows in Get Lazu, he has to give a get to the first, for Get Lazu, and a get to the second. So why do they need a get? It's a Kedushin Shein Mesurin Lebiya. He can't sleep with either of them because maybe it's the sister of his wife. Answers the Gemara, Achab Mayaskin, and here what are we dealing with? Keshehukru Levasof Nisar, who was Makadish one, and then they got confused, they got mixed up. De kanam, we can also prove it to katani because it says eino yodea. Hello, katani, eino yodua. It says he doesn't know, not that it's not unknown. Yachiv so my remember it's a chiddush. Answers the Gemara. Safe it's trichalei. We need it for the end. Mace, if he died. Hello, ach echad, and he has a brother. Choleitz l'shteyen, he has to give chalitza to both of them. That's the chiddush. Hayulo shnayim, and if he had two brothers and he died, echad choletz, one does chalitza, the echad miabim, and the other can do yibum on the other, im kadnu v'kin. So if they both went and married, emotzi and osami yadam, then they stay married. Because meman of shachit would work, right? If one, let's say Reuven marries the first one, maybe that's the Yavama. Maybe that's not the Yavama. Maybe that's the sister of the Yavama. Because only one was Mekudeshes. Okay, so that's Achos Kuka, so the sister of his Kuka. It's only in his Drabana. So once he married her, he could stay with her. And the other one certainly is fine. So, Dafka Michlatz Vadi Yevumi. The Chiddush there is, at first, one brother should do Chalitza, then the other brother can do Yibam on the other.
Avliyibumi vader michlat lo. But that the first brother do yibum and then the second brother do chalitza, that wouldn't be the right thing to do. To kapaga bachos kukaso, because then the first brother possibly is not doing yibum, but is just marrying the sister of the woman who's skuka to him, which is nisa d'rabanan, and that he shouldn't do. That's the chiddush. Tashma, come in here, proof about this question of kiddushin shein mesurin lebiya. We learned shnayim shekidshu shtei achayos. If you have two brothers, and they're makade sisters, but zein yodei zokidesh, one doesn't know which sister he was makadesh, but zein yodei zokidesh, the other one doesn't know which sister he was makadesh. So zein no sein shtei gitin, one has to give a get to each, because maybe it was this one, maybe it was the other one. And the other brother has to give a get to each. So what do you mean? Why do they have to give a get? It's a kedushin shein mesurin lebiya. Each brother it can't have relations with any of them because maybe it's the sister of his wife. No. Here again, we're talking about where they knew who they were marrying and then they forgot and then they got confused. Deikanami, that's also clearly the case. The katani, because it said, Eino yodea, he doesn't know. Lo katani ein yodea doesn't say he didn't, it was never known. Shmami, okay, that's a proof that that's the case. So what's the chiddush? Again, say for yitzrichali. The chiddush is for the last part. Mace, let's say the guy who was makadish, one of the two sisters, he doesn't know which one, then died. Ula ze'ach, and he has a brother. Ula ze'ach, and his brother also died and has a brother from the same father. Zechol, it's l'shtehen. One does chalitza to both. Zechol it's l'shteim, and the other one does chalitza to both. Laze echad, to one there was one brother, ulaze shnayim, and to the other one there were two brothers. Haechad cholitz l'shteim, the one only has one brother, he has to do chalitza to both. Vashnayim, and the one who has two brothers, echad cholitz, one does chalitza to one, and then the other one ve'echad miyam, the other one can do yibum. Because if this girl is zakuk to him, he's doing yibum. And if she's not zakuk to him because his brother was really married to her sister, fine. By the fact that his brother gave chalitza to that sister, so she's now permitted to him because she's not achos kukaso anymore and he can do marriage to her. One second. Im kadmu v'kinsu, and if the two brothers both married, again, since the worst affair that they may be doing is one of them marrying, one obviously married the Yavama, the other one maybe was marrying Achos Kukaso, so in Motzino San Miyadam, we don't make them get divorced. So again, the Chiddush is Dafka Michlatz Vadu Yivumi, that the right order would be to do Chalitza first on one, and then the other brother could do Yibum on the other. Avu Yibumi Vadu Michlatz, but that the first brother should do Yibum first, and then the other brother do Chalitza, no. That's the Chiddush, to Kapaga B'Yivam L'Shuk. Because then the other brother, the brother who did Yibum, may have taken a risk. It may have been Yibum. On the other hand, it may be that he's just marrying to do Yibum. And then Chalitza would be wrong because it's possible that he is marrying a woman who is a Yavama from that other relationship. And he's just marrying a Yavama, Lashuk, and he's really not related.
That's
yeah.
Really not much of a chiddush, because
it's a risk. But it's just yeah, but to go through the rationale. Yeah,
what?
Question.
I'm sorry, but the one that got the Yibum, even she's a fake, she's Nikret Grusha.
What do you mean by Nikret Grusha?
Because you get her Yibum.
So Yibum's not a get.
Yibum is usually after someone was married.
Right.
Children,
correct.
So she was Nesua.
Correct.
I think she's a Grusha.
No, Grusha is a woman who gets a get.
No, Grusha. So, yes, Grusha.
Grusha is divorced. No, Yibam would be marriage. He could do Yibam. Tashma, again, we're dealing with this question of Kedushin, Shein, Mesur, and Libya. The Tani Tevyumi. Tevyumi taught. Let's say one man has five sons and another man has five daughters. And one said, "Achas mibnosecha mikudeshes la'achas mibanai." One of your daughters is married to one of my sons, and he gave him money. So each one of the girls now needs a get from each of the boys, because we don't know which one of the boys was Makadesh her. Mis echad mehem, if one of them died, of the boys. So now each girl, maybe it was her husband who died. Maybe she's a Yavama. So kol achas v'achas tzricha arba gittin. So now there's still four boys alive. They each may be married to this girl. So each girl has to get a get from one of the four boys. The chalitza me'achad mehem, and they also need to get a chalitza from one of the boys. V'chitzeim, and if you're going to tell me, Yachanam, so why did it take effect? It was a Kedushin Shem Mitzru and Labia. V'chitzeim, if you're going to tell me, Yachanam, here it was also Keshukru Vasof Nisarvu, that they were recognized and then they got confused. It's not the case. The whole case from the very beginning was a suffix. He said, one of your daughters to one of my sons. To Yufta de Rava. This disproves Rava. To Yufta, he is disproving. And therefore, the halacha is Kedushin she'ein mesurin lebia do take effect. Hilchasa kavase da'abaye. This is one of the examples, one of the six rare examples when halachas like Abaye against Rava, Biya'al, Kigam. The kuf of Kigam is Kedushin she'ein mesurin lebia, that they are Kedushin. Okay, going back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah told a story of the principle that the Mishnah gave was that if a man tries to marry two sisters at once, it doesn't take effect. So the Mishnah told a story. There was once a man who collected a basket of figs during Shemitah from a field that belonged to five women, of which two of them were sisters. And he gave the basket to one of the women, and he said, all five of you are mekudesh to me with this basket of figs. And the halacha was that three of them were mekudesh, but the two sisters were not mekudesh. Ma'aseh b'chamish nashim. Amar Rav said, Shema minam masnisin arba. There are four halachos you can get from this case of the Mishnah. V'nakit Rav b'yadei tlas. And Rav only accepted three of them, because he said the fourth, he's not sure how to read the Mishnah. So what are the four things you can get from the Mishnah? Shema minam, number one you see from the Mishnah, Hamakadosh preparer shvias mekudeshes. You might have thought that Shemitah fruit don't really belong to the guy who picks them. Maybe Shemitah fruit are like Maaser Sheni that according to Rabbi Meir belongs to God. Always. So then you can't be Mekadesh with what's not yours. So you see from this Mishnah that when you take Shemitah fruit, since it was Hefker, fully belongs to you, and you can be Mekadesh a woman with it. Okay, that you get. Number two, Shemamin HaKidsha Begeza, which will be a big topic of Amid Beis. You see that if you're Mekadesh a woman with something which was stolen from her, you steal her watch and you give it back to her, that doesn't work. Ain't a Mekudeshes. Because that's why it had to be Shemitah year. Because if it wasn't Shemitah year, since he was taking figs from their orchard and then giving it back to them, it wouldn't have worked. Afilu Begezel Dida. Even when you steal from the woman and give back to her. Mimai. How do you know that? Mida Katani. Because it says, Shalahen Haisa. He picked from their field, but Vishal Shvias Haisa. But it was the Shemitah year when all the figs in the field were Hefker and he was allowed to take them. Time of the Shvias. It had to be Shemitah, the Hefker who? It was Hefker. Hadash Arshnei Shavualo. If it would have been in the other years of the Shemitah cycle, it wouldn't have worked. Okay, that's the second principle. Ushmamin, and a third principle we can derive from the Mishnah. Isha Nas Shviach L'Chaverta. That one woman can be the representative on behalf of another woman in order to marry her off. Even though by being the representative, that other woman's going to become her competitor. It's going to become her co-wife. It can work. V'idachmai, what was that fourth law that we said Rav didn't want to take with him? He didn't want to hold on to that fourth law. Kiddushin shei mesurin labia. The question of Kiddushin shei mesurin labia, because we saw between Abaye and Rava, there were two ways to read this Mishnah. One way to read the Mishnah was that right, v'nichshu, why wasn't a captain? Mishum the Masafkli k'Abaye k'Rava. He's not sure whether halacha is like Abaye or like Rava, because Abaye said the case was that he tried to be mekadesh both of the sisters at once, and the chiddush of the Mishnah is that had he been mekadesh one of them, right? Just saying, but one of you is Mekudesh. I'm not saying which one, but one of you is Mekudesh, then it would have worked. In other words, that Kedushin She'en Mesurin Lebiya do take effect. Whereas Rava had explained that the Mishnah was talking about where he said, and one of the two sisters is Mekudesh to me. And the whole point of the Mishnah is that since he only said one of the two sisters is Mekudesh to me, so then he's putting himself into a state of Safek. He's not going to be able to sleep with any of them because maybe he's sleeping with the sister of his wife. It didn't take effect. So since we're not sure how to read the Mishnah, whether it's saying Kedushin She'en Mesurin Lebiya is Kedushin, like Abaye, or Kedushin She'en Mesurin Lebiya is not Kedushin, you can't pull out of the Mishnah anything about Kedushin She'en Mesurin Lebiya. But what you can't pull out of the Mishnah is three other halachos. One, the fruits of Shemitah that a person picks belongs to him. Two, if somebody steals from a woman and then gives it back to her and says, you are Mekudesh to me with what I'm giving to you, she's not Mekudeshes. And three, that a woman can be a shaliach to create Kedushin for herself and for her friend. And you might say, well, maybe she wants for herself, but she wouldn't want to do it for herself and her friend because she's creating co-wives. Know that she is willing to do that and be a shaliach. Okay, that's what we learned from this Mishnah. Kiselek Reb Zeira, when Reb Zeira left, Amar Laha Shmaita Kamed Reb Yochanan. He told this lesson in front of Reb Yochanan. Amar Lissi, he said to me, Amar Rav Hachi, did Rav say so? Did Rav say such a thing? Did Rav say such a thing that did he agree to this? So the Gemara says, I don't understand. The Hulo Amar, did Rabbi Yochanan himself not agree with that? Well, Rabbi Yochanan, didn't Rabbi Yochanan say, Geza v'lonis yashu abaylam, if somebody steals something, even in public, it's an act of banditry, somebody steals something, but the owner hasn't given up on it, hasn't despaired, shnei men yicholim lahaktish, the thief and the original owner can't make it kadosh. Zeh l'fisheinu shelo, the thief because it doesn't belong to him, v'zeh the original owner l'fisheinu b'shu, so it's not under his control. So why would Rabbi Yochanan have a problem if Rav says that you can't be Makadesh, a woman, with something stolen? What he was saying was, Mi Amar Rav Kavasi. Did Rav agree with me? I do agree with it. Did Rav say this? Did Rav agree with me? Wow, that's amazing that Rav also agrees to this idea. So now the Gemara gets into this discussion. Is it true that you can't be Makadesh, a woman, with something stolen? Basically, I'll challenge you. We learned a Braisa. Kitcha begezel, a man was Makadish, a woman with a stolen object, b'chamas, an object that was grabbed from somebody else and money dropped by him. Ubegnevor, or with a burglarized object. O shechatav sela miyada, or if he grabbed a coin from her hand. The kitcha, and he was Makadish, her mikudeshes. She is, in fact, married. So the Gemara says, Hasam over there, Begezel dida. In other words, she's Mekudesh as if he stole the object from her. She accepted it. Yes, she accepted it back. He stole it from her. Then he gives it back to her. So she's Mochel. So she's married with it. So I'm going to say, one second, I mean, the Ketani saved, but it says at the end there, O Shechat of Selami Shalom, he grabbed a coin from hers. Mechlal Dereisha Begezel da Alma Askinan. That sounds like in the beginning we're talking about regular theft. No, Perusha Kamefarish. It's explaining itself. Kitcha Begeza, if he tries to marry her with a stolen object, Bechamas, an object that was grabbed and the money is dropped for it, Begnevor, with an object that was stolen surreptitiously, Ketzat Kigon Shechat of Selef Miyadav Kitcha Bo, she is Mekudeshes. The question is, I understand. Vamas Nisin de Gezel Dida. What's our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is a man who goes to a field that belongs to five women. But it's Shemitah. So he picked all the figs, and then he gave the basket of Hefker figs back to them and said, you're Mekudoshos to me with this basket. But we said it was not robbery because it was Shemitah. Had it not been Shemitah, it would have been robbery and it wouldn't have worked. I don't understand, but it's robbery from them. So it should work. The Kama Rav and Rav said, Eina Mekudoshos. You see from here that if you're Mekadosh with stolen objects from that person, it doesn't work. It's the Gemara Lokash, it's not a contradiction.
But the field belongs to the five women collectively.
Correct. He's still stealing from them. We're saying the only reason why it could work is because it was Shemitah. If it wouldn't be Shemitah,
it wouldn't work. Because if you steal from someone and give back to that person, it doesn't work. I hear you're saying you could steal from someone and give back to them, and it would be Makadish the person. Answer the Gemara, it depends on the context. What is the case where they're engaged? It's boyfriend and girlfriend. If it's boyfriend and girlfriend, and the boyfriend goes and steals from his girlfriend her ring and then gives it back to her and says, you're Makadish to me, and she doesn't protest, then it works. But if they're not engaged, and a guy goes over to a woman and takes an apple off of her tree and says, okay, here's your apple back to be Makadish to me, that doesn't work. Well, yeah, we've seen this last week. But if they have a relationship already, if they've been meshudach to each other, it's easier for marriage to take effect. That's right, because we assume that they were amenable to it. They are amenable to it. Now some stories. Hayit said there was a woman. She was washing her foot, her knee, in a cup of water. Asa ugavra. A man came, chatav zuzi michavre, he grabbed coins away from his friend. The shadilai threw it at her. Amalei said to mikadeshes li, you're mikudeshes to me. Asahu gavre, that guy came, lakami de rav in front of rav. Amar he said, lest the chash lahad Reb Shimon. No one agrees with the idea of Reb Shimon. To Amar who said, stam gzeila yush bailamhu, that when somebody's a bandit and grabs money, the person who the money was grabbed from gives up on it and owns it. So therefore, this man who grabbed the money, the guy who it was grabbed from didn't give up. Therefore, he doesn't own the money that he stole. Therefore, he's being Makadish with someone else's money. She's not Mekudeshes. Another story. Hahu Arisa, there was a sharecropper. So what's the sharecropper? He works on the field. He's going to get a portion of the produce. And the owner of the field will get a portion of the produce. So what did he do? The Kaddish Bemuza de Shamchi. He was Makadesh with a fistful of onions. And he had not gotten permission from the owner of the field to use those onions. Asal Kamadi Rava went in front of Rava. Amar Leisa Rava said, Man Achlach, who forgave to you those portions of onions? You stole it. And therefore, the woman's not Makudashis. For Animidi, that would only be true if it was a fistful, Bemuza. Aval Kisha, but if he gave her a whole bundle of onions, Matzi Amarle, he can always tell the owner of the field, Ana Shakti Kisha, I took a bundle. Shakilat Kisha, you take a different bundle. Kisha ki Kisha, because this bundle is equal to some other bundle, I'm entitled to some of the produce, and you are entitled to some of the produce. Ahusar Saya, there was a beer maker who used to make beer out of dates to cut for people, to Kaddish Bepruma de Shikra. He was Makadesh with the leftover dates after the beer came out of them. Asamar de Shikra Ashkache, the owner of the beer, came and he found him being Makadesh, a woman with the dates that he had given to this man to turn it into beer. Amarle, so he said, Amailo Tesev Mai Harifa, why aren't you giving her from something even better? So Asal Kamadi Rava, the question was to Rava, does that mean that he agrees that I was allowed to take the dates? Or is he just being cynical and saying I shouldn't have used it? Amar, so Rava said, Lo, Amru Klachi, Sol Yachavos, Elinin Shum Bilvad. This question, if someone says go to something better, that's only a question in regards to Truma. The Tanya lived in a Braisa. Ketzad Amru Toreim, Shalomi Das, Truma, so Truma. What's the case if somebody gives Truma for somebody else that it would work? Hareshi Yarda Tok Stechaver, Velikate Vitarm Shlober Shus. If I go into somebody else's field without his permission, and I give away some of it as truma to the Kohen. Im choshish mishum gezel, if we think that it's theft, ain't truma so truma, it's not truma. Im lav, if we know that it's not theft, if the owner doesn't mind, truma so truma, it worked. Minayin hayyodeh, how do I know if he minded or not? Im choshish mishum gezel, im lav. Haresh abab alabayis mitzo, if the owner of the field comes, v'armalon, he says, you know what, klach etzel yafos, he should have gone to the nicer fruits and given that to the Kohen. Im nimtu yafos, man, if there are nicer fruits, truma so truma, then it is truma. But if there aren't any nicer fruits, ain't truma so truma. But if the owner comes in and says, here's some more truma, then automatically it is good truma. So that's true in regards to truma.
But here, in regards to Kiddushin, Mishum Kisufuhu Da'avad, when he said he should have gone to something better just because he was embarrassed, he never gave permission to use the dates, and therefore the Kiddushin didn't work, because Kiddushin Begazel doesn't work.